The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile. Thinking about making that switch to B-Mobile? They got a check waiting for you. That should be reason enough to head on over to B-Mobile today and say, Scott tells me you might have a check with my name on it, $650. You got stuck in a contract or a device agreement that just hasn't worked for you. You left Verizon and realized the other guy's networks just didn't cut it. Whatever the reason, come home to Verizon to B-Mobile. They'll pay your fees to switch. All the details in one of their stores, Wahpeton, Valley City, Jamestown, Williston, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Botno in Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes. B-Mobile.com, your Verizon Wireless Premium Retailer. 7 past the hour, we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Last week on the program, we had a little contest. Gave out my cell phone number and said, first pick or second pick in the first round of the draft for Carson Wentz, where is he going to go? And if you answer correctly, you got a Cloverdale 10-pound family pack on us. And this fella is the lucky winner. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, Scott. Thanks.
So, Tim, you're from Bismarck, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And Tim texted in a number. We had hundreds and hundreds of donations or entries. And Marie from our office actually wrote down every single number, put them in the hat, and we pulled out your number. So I'd buy a lotto ticket if I were you, Tim. You know what I'm saying?
That's good news. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for Cloverdale for having the contest. But a lot of expert opinions going around last week for where Carson would land.
And there he landed with the Philadelphia Eagles, and feels like kind of a letdown this week, doesn't it? That was so fun leading up to the big night and the draft, and now we got to wait for him to hit the field for the Eagles before the next level of excitement. But that was pretty darn neat. So, are you a regular listener to the program, Tim?
Yeah, I try and listen in. Yes, definitely.
Any feedback for us?
Excellent program. It was a lot of fun getting the coverage last week for Carson. We were down at the field on Thursday night, and that was a lot of fun. It showed what Carson went through in one of the highlight reels, how he got to where he was. And the guy's got grit, definitely.
Yeah, he sure does. No kidding. That was neat. The MDU Community Bowl, big event on ESPN, the whole thing. Tim, appreciate you listening, and you're good with some Cloverdale bacon coming your way. Cloverdale bacon fan, are you?
Yes, thanks. Appreciate that. You can't beat that. What do they have, like 6 kinds of bacon? Just great company. You always hear their name in the community here. They're always giving back. And actually, I'm guessing, some of this will probably make its way down the food bank or something like that.
Oh, that's nice of you, Tim. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate that. And enjoy, okay?
Thanks.
You bet. Take care. There's now Chipotle garlic and the thick-cut bacon that's in stores. You know, it's fun doing contests with Cloverdale Bacon as the prize because people are, like, so excited. I don't know if we've even finished counting. We put them all, because we only put all the twos in, and so we didn't put the ones in, and, wow, it was fun. So, you know what I'm saying? There was no point putting the ones in the entry, but might have hit 1,000. I don't know. There were a lot of entries. I'm thinking that it had to do as much with folks wanting to win and the Carson Wentz hysteria and excitement as it was to know that a prize could be some Cloverdale bacon. Speaking of which, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. Your texts welcome always, 701-226-8503. Steve Moore, who is one of the, I believe, best economists in this country, a long history of work now with the Heritage Foundation as a senior fellow there, which is great. And you read him regularly in the Wall Street Journal. You see him on the Fox News Channel. Nice to have him back. Steve, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for the kind words. Great to be with you.
I remember well our little tour of the North American coal mine that we it was a cold February, but other than that, our hearts were warm, and it was fun to learn right alongside you all the great things that were going on.
Yeah, you, what was that, about 2 years ago, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, I came out there, and I've been out there subsequently to North Dakota, and I remember seeing the amazing technology that goes into coal production, and, you know, everyone knows of North Dakota being an oil and gas state. I didn't realize what a coal state it is, but, you know, the big story right now, Scott, is the war against coal that's going on in this administration, and I don't know if you saw what Hillary Clinton said the other day. She said if she has her way, she will totally destroy the coal industry. We will not have a coal industry left in America. You know, that this is heartbreaking. It really is. You know, coal has been one of the, you know, literal and figurative power sources of our economy for the last 100 years, 200 years, for goodness sakes. And for the left to want to put these coal miners and coal companies and, you know, all the people who have pensions and all the people who have, you know, own stock and all the jobs, it's almost immoral. I can't believe these people. And the Democrats say, we care about working class people. Well, what about the tens of thousands of people you're putting out of business?
No, exactly right. By the way, we also have joining us and joining me in the questioning of Steve here today, Steve Van Dyke, who is Vice President of Communications for the Lignite Energy Council, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. We talk a lot about this Coalition for a Secure Energy Future because we want consumers to understand how important this issue is. I mean, if you say, hey, I don't do politics, I don't pay attention, you need to pay attention to this issue because there's an industry under attack. And if Hillary Clinton and her friends win, the cost of electricity goes up, which means the cost of everything goes up. Steve, thanks for being here. We're glad you're here today on the program with us as well on What's On Your Mind, along with Steve Moore. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks. Thanks for inviting me to participate as well.
I wanted to start, before we get into the politics of how this has happened, where Hillary's at, with a little bit on the technology side, because, Steve, you saw it firsthand when you were out here visiting the level of technology. But, Steve Van Dyke, you probably know the numbers better than anybody. Give me a sense of the investment, you know, that is going in the industry that is trying to say, hey, we understand where we are now and where we want to be, but coal gets cleaner all the time. There's billions and billions and billions being invested. The industry, in my mind, gets no credit for them. Am I right?
Well, I don't know if we're getting credit for it, but we're certainly investing billions of dollars within the last about 5 to 7 years. Another $1 billion was invested again to, you know, reduce emissions and make our power plants even more efficient. So, you know, I think that's to our credit. Our power plants are some of the cleanest and most efficient in the United States. Hopefully, if I'm doing my job, people are aware that we are investing this kind of money, and the utilities and mining companies have invested probably somewhere between $15 and $20 billion in the state, in this resource. And so, because of that, you know, we all as citizens of North Dakota and, you know, many of the surrounding states almost take for granted the affordable and reliable power that comes out of the lignite fields of North Dakota.
And Steve Moore, this is what bugs me, right? Because there's an industry investing all of these billions of dollars to reduce emissions, and it's almost like you know, the Charlie Brown deal where they keep pulling the football out, because really there's an ulterior motive at work here, isn't there?
Well, that's right. And by the way, we're not just leading, you know, you're not just leading the country in energy production there in North Dakota. You're leading the world, and we are the, you know, we have 500 years worth of coal in this country, 500 years. It's in North Dakota. It's in Wyoming. It's in Pennsylvania. It's in Ohio. It's in Indiana, my home state of Illinois, all over this great country. We have coal. And you know, as this gentleman just mentioned, you know, our coal is the cleanest coal in the world. We have reduced, you know, pollutants from coal production, you know, as you guys know, 50, 60, 70, in some cases, 80%. We do have coal, clean coal. Clean coal is a reality. And yet the environmentalists are out there. I believe the environmental movement, the radicals in the environmental movement, not people who want, you know, look, we all want clean air and clean water, obviously, but the radicals who think that climate change is the greatest threat to the civilization. These people are very dangerous. They're dangerous for our economy, our livelihoods,
in our way of life in America, and we've got to stand up to them and take our country back. I mean, this is a war we're in, and now they've said, have you guys seen, groups like the Sierra Club have said, now we're going to do the natural gas and oil what we've done to the coal industry, destroy them.
Exactly right. You write in your piece here that I read as well, The Death of American Coal, about what this is doing to towns. That's why I want North Dakotans to pay attention. I mean, whole towns and states are taking huge hits here, right, Steve?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I live in Virginia now. Virginia is a coal-producing state, and it's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking to see what's happened. I mean, you have whole towns that have been completely decimated, and, you know, towns that used to be bustling with economic activity and coal production have now turned into, like, meth labs where, you know, everybody's on drugs. I mean, there's no jobs, so the towns have just been, everybody's on welfare and they're using drugs. It's just a terrible thing to see. And I want to see the Republicans go to these towns and say, we're going to help rebuild these places and challenge Hillary to say you care about working class people.
Right.
What about these working class families?
This is one issue. I mean, there's a war on coal, but we need more soldiers in the Army and more generals in the Army fighting back against this. Steve Van Dyke of the North Dakota Lignite Council. Steve Moore. More coming up after a break. Gentlemen, hold tight. We'll be back with you here shortly on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
$32 an hour. Sounds like a pretty gall darn good salary. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, Todd. You knew that, wasn't it? Yeah, of course you did. Anyway, my friends at Polar Service Center are the ones that said, hey, tell folks, we will pay tank trailer mechanics, service technicians, folks that know their way around a shop up to $32 an hour. They want to come to work for us. Polar Service Center, biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Have 30 service centers around the country. Every day they're delivering parts all throughout, Bismarck to the Bakken and Minot and in a big circle. And doing some good work. And they are looking for technicians right now. And they used to call them mechanics, call them technicians now. I don't know why that is. But specifically, tank trailer mechanics and service technicians with 5-plus years of experience. This company has incredible benefits. What I'd love for you to do is call a fellow by the name of Terry. This guy's the HR manager for all these 30 service centers. And he said, I care so much about getting the right folks in North Dakota. You just give them my cell phone number. 507-696-1164. I'll give that to you again in a minute if you want to get a pen ready. Terry at Polar Service Center and find out more. They have locations in Killdeer and in Williston. Williston's their newest now at Polar Service Center. 507-696-1164. Tell them Scott sent you. A 95-year-old World War II veteran of Iwo Jima Marine, Lyle Anderson, had a 95th birthday this weekend, and I stopped by his birthday party, which was great fun, and we're going to chat with Lyle before the end of the hour. You can't spend enough time talking to those World War II vets because we lose too many every single day, and so we'll get a chance to do that today before we're through on the program. Mark Davis, one of my favorite talk show hosts. You know, us talk show hosts, we have favorites, too. And Mark is the great talk show host down in Dallas, Texas. We're going to kind of compare notes on this presidential race and get more of your take on Trump v. Cruz coming up on What's on Your Mind. Right now we're talking about the death of American coal. I can't read that headline in Steve Moore's piece here and not get concerned. Republicans should remind Americans that the GOP wants to save this industry. Steve Van Dyke is here. Steve is with the Lignite Energy Council. Steve, is it in the industry? I mean, you know, you're obviously on the communication side of this, but there's folks up and down, I mean, out on the drag line and everywhere else. In the industry, is it hard to hear about the war on coal, the death of American coal? Do you feel like you're fighting a battle every day, Steve?
I think I can speak for a lot of the people in the industry that say that every day they go to work, they're wondering, what is their president going to do to harm them next? And, we've seen 8 years of a war on coal. It's been a death by a thousand cuts, different various regulations. And through it all, you know, these people have persevered and they've looked for, leadership, frankly, through the Lignite Energy Council and elsewhere. You know, what is it that we can do? And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do now is work, with the research and development partnership that we have with the state of North Dakota to find solutions, you know, to make our power plants even cleaner. And this is something we've got 30 years of experience doing, and we want to keep doing it. We have such a large lignite resource in North Dakota, and it benefits basically one out of 20 people in the state with a job. When I go around and talk to groups, you know, I often just start out by saying, how many people here worked in the industry or know someone who works in the industry? And you have half the people raising their hand. So, you know, it's a very important subject to a lot of North Dakotans.
And what he just described there, Steve Moore, is what you're hearing in Virginia and what you're hearing in Wyoming and Pennsylvania, Illinois, West Virginia, and other places. Yet, I get that we want, you know, our senators and members of Congress, we want others to fight for this. I'm a little bit concerned that we don't have more people on Main Street and, every walk of life, certainly business owners and other people impacted, battling along. Because I think we just sort of, you hear it so much, and Obama's taking on so many industries, you almost get numb to it. We need more warriors, Steve Moore, don't we?
Yeah, you're right about that. By the way, speaking of warriors, I want to do a shout-out to my dad. I don't know if I've told you this, Scott, but he's 94, and he's a World War II vet. He was in the Pacific, and that is the greatest generation. You know, there's no doubt about it. So just a shout-out to all the great veterans of our country. Look, my take on this, I have a book coming out of on this next month called Fueling Freedom about how, Scott, if we get this right and we elect a president who wants to promote American energy rather than shut it down, and that's really one of the key differences between the Republicans and the Democrats today, we could be energy dominant in the world. We could be producing more oil, more natural gas, more coal than Saudi Arabia, OPEC, Russia, any country in the world. This is an extraordinary economic opportunity. And as Steve was saying, it's cleaner than ever. So if you're an environmentalist, you should be very pleased about how clean natural gas and coal is cleaner than ever. This is a no-brainer. We need to do this for our national security. We need to do this for our economic security. We need to do it for our jobs. And, you know, to steal a line from Donald Trump, we need to do it to make America great again.
I'm going to quote from your piece when you say the radical left-wing environmentalists took control of the Democratic Party. These are crazies who care more about the supposed rise of the oceans than the financial survival of the middle class. The industrial unions made a catastrophic decision to get in bed with these radicals, and now they and all of us are paying a heavy price. So that's Bernie Sanders, right? And then he's pushing Hillary even further left. So she's so entrenched in, I got to take out coal, you can't frack, everything else, that the election of Hillary is even more dangerous this time around than it would have been last go around.
There's no doubt. I mean, Hillary, until the last month, as Steve knows, she's come out against fracking. She's come out against natural gas. She's come out against coal. These are people who think somehow we're going to power our, you know, $18 trillion economy with windmills. Now, as you know, in North Dakota, you can use windmills for, you know, some parts of your electricity grid. But we're not going to be able to use, windmills for, all over this country. We need our oil and gas and coal, and we ought to be using it, and we need warriors. I mean, you put it very well, and we need to have voters come out and say, "What we're going to put America first." I mean, now some people listen to the show probably say, Scott, oh, well, what about global warming? You know, we got to shut down our coal to stop, climate change. Because gentlemen, that for every time we shut down a coal plant in the United States, India and China build 10. They're going to build 600 new coal plants over the next 2 years. What are we doing here? All we're doing is economically disarming ourselves.
America was built on coal. I mean, that's the bottom line. And the idea that you somehow cannot, you can get by with it, as you say, and power the economy there. And, I know that the industry has done a little bit of work in this regard, but the millennials need to be engaged here, because without coal, you don't have an iPhone, for crying out loud. Who even powers the servers? All right, we'll let you go, Steve. Good to talk to you.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for promoting this great industry. And, Steve, a real pleasure to be on with you, too. Thank you.
We'll have you back when your book comes out next month. How about that? Looking forward to that. Fueling Freedom is the book. Give you the last word by 20 seconds here, Steve Van Dyke. Go ahead.
Well, I agree. The world is going to use coal, and if the United States really wants to be a leader, it needs to get behind research and development to find cost-effective CO2 technologies. That's where we can be a leader.
No kidding. And there's a lot of opportunities, even right here in the great state of North Dakota, Energy and Environmental Research Center, one of the world-class places doing this good work and has been for decades. Steve Van Dyke of the North Dakota Lignite Council, thank you so much. Stephen Moore of the Heritage Foundation, great piece there. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Moms is coming up later this week, and I want you to be thinking about this a little bit. Sometimes I don't give you a big notice on this to say, you know, we just get on the air and say, let's just talk about our mom today. What's your favorite mom memory? But I want to know what your favorite mom memory is. I want you to tell me a story about your mom, okay? And when somebody says, how's your mom? Or somebody says, you know, I remember your mom. What instantly comes to your mind about what you remember? We're going to do that later in the week. And if you're thinking about mom today and really want to treat her right, I would get on the phone to MyPillow and take advantage of a deal that nobody else can give you. It's our 4-for-1 deal. Just for our listeners, the classic 4-pack combo, $99.98. The two classic pillows, that's the one I sleep on every night. Just love it. The two go-anywhere pillows, throw one of those in the car, you know, somebody along, want to take a nap, throw one of them, bring them on the plane with you. Maybe a hotel pillow stinks. You have that one there at the ready. Throw in a suitcase. $160 in savings, what I just told you there. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. I think it would be a perfect Mother's Day gift, and they'll get it to you. They'll ship it to you. And quick, 27 before the top of the hour. We don't get a chance to do this a lot of the program, but it's fun to have other talk show hosts on. I guess it's like mechanics talking to mechanics, right? You can talk shop a little bit. My favorite of all the talk shows out there is Mark Davis. He is so great, and he's on as a fill-in occasionally. He used to be for Bill Bennett and now for Hugh Hewitt, doing some national work. But if you're in Dallas, you get to listen to him on 660 The Answer. And I asked him to come on today and talk a little bit about the state of the presidential race because we've been exchanging messages on it, and I liked his take. Mark Davis, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
It is a joy to be with you, Scott. Thank you very much.
It's fun. Once in a while, I'll get calls from folks who say, you know, I called into Mark Davis and got a call, and I say, perfect. So I know a lot of folks are listening to what you're doing out there. And well, North Dakota and Texas, we have a little in common, I think. You know,
listen, and just let me go straight to a total a plug, but it's something that that everybody up in the Dakotas should be proud of. A couple of years ago, I wrote a book called Lone Star America, How Texas Can Save Our Country. And it's essentially conservative values that we've had down here in Texas that Lord knows you have up in your neck of the woods, and how values like that are what we're looking for in a president through this entire process. And I gave special attention to some states and have an entire chapter in Lone Star America that is about North Dakota, that is about the wisdom of harvesting American energy, the wisdom of how it helps the American economy, the wisdom of adhering to certain sets of values that you know about in your neck of the woods that I know about in mine. So you bet.
That's cool. Have you been to North Dakota before?
I have not. Closest I've been is Minnesota. That was for the 2008 John McCain, Sarah Palin convention. But it's glorious this time of year.
We'll have to have you come up sometime because
I would love it. I'd love to do Fargo. Love to do Minot. Love to do it.
St. Paul, Minnesota, and North Dakota are like I don't know what Bangladesh and
I know exactly.
Yeah,
just because you're in the same general part of the country doesn't necessarily mean there's a lot in common.
So you and I were going back and forth, and I'm like, is Trump going to be the nominee? You think Trump's going to be my nominee? And this was pre-Super Tuesday, right? This was like way back. Nobody can fairly answer that question, until we get a ways down the road here. There's no way. And we agreed. It just was too impossible to tell. It was just too many different moving parts where it could go. So here we are, early in May. Is Trump the nominee in your mind now?
I'm going to stick with a policy that has served me well, and that is that as soon as it really looks like something is starting to set in concrete, hold the phone, wait a minute, because you never know. I will believe we have a nominee when someone gets to 1237. Now, that sounds like I'm dodging the question. I'm not. Here's where we exactly are as Indiana gets ready to vote tomorrow. First of all, a month ago, this was a state that Ted Cruz had in his pocket. At least that's the way that it looked. It has been a terrible couple of weeks for Senator Cruz. I know him. I love him. I want him to be the next president. I spent a lot of this morning's show, which I've just completed down here in DFW, lamenting that the Ted Cruz that we all know, the sharp, smart conservative who never lets anything get under his skin, seems to have Donald Trump in his head so deep that all he can do is bag on Trump. And I think there are about two dozen people that can tell you how well that worked for their presidential campaigns. It's making me crazy, Scott. The Ted Cruz that is the strong, upbeat, unapologetic conservative is like been abducted. And in his place is somebody who lives to just bag on Trump, insult him, make fun of how he can't pronounce Tanzania, whatever. And I think that's why he's going to lose Indiana. Now, does that mean that Trump is inevitable? No, but it's close. Here's what's still likely to happen. I don't think Trump gets to 1237 at the end of the primaries, June 7th, but there's a month and a half between the end of the primaries and the beginning of the convention. And if Trump is only 30 or 40 short, he can probably find some uncommitted delegates to move over to his side publicly by name. And if he does that, then he's the nominee. If Cruz can eke out something like a better than expected finish in California with 172 delegates, not winner take all, then maybe it's more wide open. But a Trump win tomorrow starts to put the writing on the wall. But it's not inevitable yet.
Mark Davis here. By the way, if you have questions or comments for him, certainly welcome, as always, on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. John in Bismarck, give us your take.
Good morning, Scott. Bless you. How are you?
Well, sir, how are you doing?
Good. I got to meet you down in Fargo at the Republican convention, and my wife and I, that was our first year down as delegates, and we really, really enjoyed ourselves a lot. But a few things that I do want to bring up with you today is something that I think many people have ignored or haven't considered, and it's very, very important, and I say that because I've been in the business world for many, many, many years. Here's what it is. The federal government has approximately 500 departments, or you call it the political bureaucracy. And the president is over. He oversees, Scott, all of these offices. So what you need is you need somebody that knows how to operate people, how to run business. And I believe this. I believe that the current administration hasn't a clue of how to operate, how to manage people. And I've been with a lot of attorneys from my past, and generally they don't really have a good finesse on how to manage people. They're great at what they do, but when it comes to managing people, they don't do so good. But the point is, I believe that because of that, Donald Trump would do an outstanding job. It is the bureaucracy, my friend, that is costing the taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. And
I see where you're going, John. Hang on. I want to get Mark's take on that, too, because I think, quite honestly, a lot of people are frustrated like that, right? The reason they're okay to go with a non-conventional candidate, if you will, and someone really we don't know a whole lot about. We know a lot more about what Ted Cruz would do as president than we do with Donald Trump, but we do know this. We know how Donald Trump would do what he'd do. So what about John's point?
Yeah, well, the presidency is an executive job. It is not a legislative job. It is a job that shows how well you can run something. Donald Trump has run things. I think that that's also added to the benefit of Ben Carson and maybe even Ms. Fiorina back before she was the Cruz running mate. There was a certain appeal to people who had absolutely no elected office experience, because most people take a look at how screwed up the country is and who did that to us. People who do have elected office experience. So Mr. Trump gives us a chance for quite the experiment here, to see how somebody who's coming in, whose first elected job is President of the United States, and we may get a chance to see how that works out.
Appreciate the call, John. And by the way, I'm glad you said hi at the convention. I love it when listeners do come out of their way to say hi and chat a bit. Really, really honestly enjoy it. So thanks for doing that, and thank you also for listening. But I'm in your camp. I think that's what the comfort level for me there is right now, to say, okay. And, you know, really, even Ted Cruz clearly would go in as about as far from the establishment as you could get, but still would need to rely on the system. He needs K-Street money to get elected. He needs all the usual sources of funds to be there. He would be a little more susceptible to the influence of the system or the establishment than Trump would, wouldn't he?
Sure. Everybody's got to have people to play ball with. But the question is, are you going to change your views because of any lobbyist money? Are you going to change your views because of any donors or contributors? The donors need to come to you because they support you. You can never change your mind because of money that you get from them. I totally believe Senator Cruz has ethics that are that strong. Mr. Trump has the luxury of not having to worry about it very much because he's mostly self-funded.
You said earlier that Ted Cruz isn't being Ted Cruz right now, that his strengths are, you know, sort of not letting anybody get to him and just being that sort of joyful warrior, and that Cruz is in his head. Is that just a problem? Jeb Bush probably say the same thing, right? Scott Walker and Marco Rubio and everybody else. I mean, it's just hard to watch what's happening. I've said all along two things. One, America needs a revolutionary, and there's one in the race. And the other thing through this is that people are so mad, so angry with the direction and just the way it is and has been. They want to break China, and he's the only guy who's demonstrated he's as mad. I mean, those are the two points, the reason for his appeal. Why is Ted Cruz not able to match that?
Well, it's funny because he does in a different way, but not in as big and demonstrative. I mean, it's kind of funny. There was a time maybe 3 months ago when it looked like the Trump appeal and the Cruz appeal had a lot of shared space. There were a lot of people who were Trump number one, Cruz number two, a lot of people who were Cruz number one and Trump number two. By the way, I still think that's true, which is why I think we will unite behind the eventual nominee. Maybe not everybody, but ultimately we'll see that Hillary must be beaten. But you're completely right, Scott, that we have been so lied to, so mistreated, so misguided by the status quo, by establishment policies that have just gone along to get along, that we're looking for the quickest possible 180-degree turnaround. It's funny, without Donald Trump in the race, Cruz would have been the boldest choice. With Trump in the race, Cruz looks positively mainstream to many, and so that is Ted Cruz's issue right now, is to offer up his consistent conservatism, which Trump cannot do, and try to use that to catch him. And it may be too late.
Only a few seconds for your answer to this email. Have your guest explain to us, other than their sex, what is the difference between Hillary Clinton and lying Donald Trump?
Plenty of issues. Trump on immigration, Trump on job creation, Trump on the Second Amendment. Anybody saying Hillary and Donald is the same thing, I love you, but that's just crazy. I like Cruz better than Trump, but if it's Trump and Hillary, there is no choice. Trump is a million miles better than Hillary Clinton.
And does he beat her if it is Trump as our nominee?
I can't guarantee anything, but of course he can. I think Cruz or Trump can beat Hillary. The debates would be great either way. Nobody knows how the race would go. Nobody knows what's in the news in September and October, and she's a terrible candidate.
God bless Texas and the great Mark Davis. Nice
Thank
to chat with you, my friend. Good
my
to talk
pleasure.
To you.
Great to be with you.
Enjoyed it very much. We'll do it again. Mark Davis from 660 The Answer in Dallas, Texas. All right, we're going to talk with a hero when we come back. Squeeze in the last of your calls as well on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas, NDSC Program Coordinator, sharing tips for safety at railroad crossings.
Our message is pretty simple. It's to always expect to train. About 16% of public crossings we have here in North Dakota have the active warning devices. Obviously, the active crossing has gates and lights, devices that warn a driver that a crossing is up ahead. The majority of the crossings we have here in North Dakota are passive crossings. So a passive crossing is a crossing with no active warning devices. So it might just have a crossbuck, which to a driver is the same thing as a yield sign. All drivers must yield to trains. It's really important that everybody, every time they cross the tracks, are expecting a train and are making sure that they are crossing safely every time.
For more safety tips or to request a free presentation, go to ndsc.org/Operation Lifesaver.
Walking into a PetroServe USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including giant seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey King Size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Giant seeds were $1.39. Shack Link jumbo steaks are only $1.79. The Deli Express Mega Italian sandwich. These are all mega. Hickory smoked turkey and cheese, smoked ham and cheese, oven roasted turkey and cheese, and the Italian sandwich, all $2.99. Plus the 4-for-4 deal, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4. That's going to be my lunch today, I think, now that I think about it. Pepperoni pizza right out of the oven. Oh, nothing better. PetroServe USA is where you can find all those deals, helping America fuel better. That's right. 11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. And I need to say happy birthday to a friend of mine, Lyle Anderson. a leatherneck, also known as a Marine, celebrated his 95th birthday. We got a chance to talk a little bit over the weekend, which was enjoyable, but Lyle's been on the air with us before. He was a member of one of the Honor Flight crews where we took a bunch of World War II veterans to the memorial in Washington, D.C., Rough Rider Honor Flight that Kevin Kramer did out of Bismarck, the WDOI one out of Fargo, and another group out of Grand Forks. And they were amazing. And that's where I met Lyle. So, and so many other wonderful World War II vets. And any family members out there, if any of them have birthdays, please let me know so we can give them a shout-out, just like we're about to do our good friend Lyle Anderson. Lyle, how the heck are you?
I'm just great, Scott. Thanks a million for calling.
How was the birthday party?
I don't like to bother you on such a busy day, but it would bother me if I didn't call and say thanks once again.
Well, you don't need to thank me. We need to thank you. My gosh, we have the country we have because of you and your fellow World War II veterans and all the other veterans of every war and conflict
Well,
out there.
The whole family was here, and my son came home from Dallas and stayed right with mother and dad. And we couldn't have had three better days, you know. But you know what I wanted to tell you, Scott, as long as we're all so busy in this political season, have you got a minute for me to tell you a quick story?
Of course.
Well, you know, I traveled North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota for 36 years selling school buses and truck equipment. Anyway, this was during the Eisenhower administration. And my father was a staunch Republican. He never wore his feelings on his sleeve, I'll tell you. Well, anyway, somehow or another, Dad had gotten two beautiful I Like Ike gold pins. And I wore mine with pride. And I walked into this one dealership. I won't mention the name, but it was a partnership. And the gentleman looked at me and he says, "Lyle, unless you take that pin off, don't ever darken my doorstep again." And the partner had his office in the back. He heard this and he came walking out and he said, "Lyle, if you take it off, don't ever come back in." And then he read into a attack on his partner saying that, you know, how ridiculous can you be to ask somebody to remove a pin that he thought a lot of, you know. And, you know, Bob, the owner, he didn't know it, but I would have given up him as a dealership before I'd have taken off that pin.
I know you well enough to know that's a true story. Oh, that's priceless. I love it. And you know what? It's sort of a sad indication. I think it's a lot worse now than it would have been even then. I mean, imagine going into a place with a Cruz pin or a Trump pin or a Hillary pin. And you know what? I'm not a Barack Obama fan. I'm not a Hillary fan. But somebody came here with a pin on them, I respect them, the fact that this is America and that's what they're standing for. And maybe we'd have a conversation of what they like and what I like. And maybe then we wouldn't have the fact that you can walk into any mall in America right now, and you can't even, you know, probably find more than half the kids that even know who the president is, for crying out loud.
Well, you know, some of my best friends are Democrats, and but I get along with them. But
you can't. But I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with having the discussion, and I don't think there's anything wrong for being for somebody. But it is amazing. That's you sold a lot of buses in your day, didn't you?
Oh yeah, 36 years. I was in it during the consolidation, so it was they were buying buses like bananas, you know, in bunches. And,
that's a good thing when you're selling them.
I knew a lot of my dealerships, and I had called on some of the schools, so I had kind of an in, but it was years and years of hard work. And the crowning glory of the whole thing was I won the top sales contest in 1959 and 60 for a trip to Acapulco, New Mexico, or Mexico, from Ginny and I. And, you know, in the meantime, we'd locate this lake lot. And I didn't have the money, but I went to the officer and I said to him, I said, "Give me the money instead of the trip. And those weeks that I'll be gone on the trip, I'll keep working." So after 3 weeks, they gave me $1,500. Scott, Yeah. And I added $300 to it, and I bought a lake lot, and now we've been there since 1961.
Wow. Can you find me any lake lots around the area for $1,500 today, Lyle?
Yeah, you know,
I love
it's amazing
it.
Now, you know, if my cottage burned down, my lot would still be worth about $75,000.
Yeah, just amazing. Unbelievable. Hey, you are a true American hero. We love you. We wish you a happy birthday. Fabulous catching up with you again. We'll have to stay in touch a little more regularly than just birthdays, but good to see you.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a million, and the best of luck to you, Scott, and you and your family.
Appreciate that, Lyle. All the best to you as well.
I'm starting on your book, and it's a pleasure to get it.
All right. Well, you give me a little book review when you're done. Sounds good. Lyle Anderson, 95 years young. Marine veteran of World War II. God bless him.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
There is an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.